From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Online, KansasPublicRadio.org. Or you have a smart speaker? Ask it to play Kansas Public Radio. Cloudy and 50 degrees right now. It'll be mostly cloudy throughout the day today, with afternoon highs eventually reaching the mid-60s. It's 6 o'clock.
To NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson at 6:04. Kansas Republicans fell short on a veto override in their attempt to for a flat tax on income. The plan would have set the income tax rate for all Kansans at 5.15%. The override attempt failed by one vote. Democratic State Senator Jeff Pittman voted against the bill. Pittman said it would wreck the state budget.
The underlying flat tax being proposed disproportionately favors the most wealthy in our state, while our working class struggles with things like property tax.
The failure of the flat tax bill likely means no tax relief will be passed in Kansas this year, despite a $2 billion state government surplus. Lawmakers did override a veto by Governor Laura Kelly to enact their first anti-abortion bill of the year. That law will require doctors to provide life-saving medical care to infants born alive after an attempted abortion. Critics say there's little evidence that such incidents are actually happening in Kansas, and they say it could interfere with palliative care for dying infants. Representative Susan Ruiz is a Democrat from Shawnee.
I have received so many emails from couples who feel that this bill is denying them the ability to stay with their infant until the infant is no longer alive, because they're going to have to be whisked away to a hospital.
Several Democrats joined Republicans in overriding the governor's veto of the so-called Born Alive bill. And a bill that would have banned hormone treatment, puberty blockers, and sexual surgery for minor children will not become law in Kansas. After all, Republican lawmakers failed to override Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a bill affecting transgender children, as Blaise Messer reports.
The bill never won full support of Republicans in the legislature. Democrats said it would have prevented trans kids from getting vital care that could have reduced their risk of suicide. Republican State Senator Mike Thompson voted for the override. He says trans kids are too young to make such significant decisions.
The most loving thing you can do is try to protect them. And this is a situation where it's not reversible.
A recent Washington Post and KFF poll found that 78% of the people who transitioned were satisfied with their choice. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Messa in Topeka.
About 17,000 people in Kansas will be diagnosed with cancer this year. Many of those who are uninsured won't be eligible for a federal program to help cancer patients. As Samantha Horton reports, some say Medicaid expansion could help reduce that disparity.
Doctors in Salina told Stephanie Barr she had breast cancer in 2010. That made her eligible for Medicaid through a federal program called Early Detection Works. It's only for breast and cervical cancer. Barr's mom was later diagnosed with lung cancer and didn't get the same care.
She didn't have the right kind of cancer and she couldn't get on Medicaid.
Her mom passed away about 6 months later. Barr is asking lawmakers to expand Medicaid so more uninsured people could get coverage for cancer screenings and treatment. Expansion proposals have failed in recent years because of concerns about the cost. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Samantha Horton.
Overcast and 50 degrees in Lawrence at 7 minutes after 6.
This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News. We're at 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia. Online, kansaspublicradio.org. Well, coming up, just after 6:30, the U.S. economy is showing some signs of stress, with more businesses saying they're having trouble getting credit. One Minnesota home builder says he has been seeing the slowdown firsthand.
Some of the regional banks here in the Twin Cities that do a lot of construction, they're not lending at all right now.
Consumer spending has also slowed. We'll have a closer look at all that coming up. Economic correspondent Scott Horsley has that for us in 15 minutes on Morning Edition here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Children's Choir, now holding auditions for choristers and tour choir for singers grades 4 through 12. Information about auditions and all choirs at lawrencechildrenschoir.org.
A mostly cloudy day ahead with afternoon highs in the mid-60s. Still cloudy tonight. Overnight lows drop to 45 degrees. And then looking ahead to tomorrow, mostly cloudy throughout the day and showers likely tomorrow afternoon. Afternoon highs near 68 on Friday. About a 40% chance for rain to continue Friday evening.
I'm Dennis Menendez, host of BBC News Hour. Today we'll look at diplomatic efforts to extend the ceasefire in Sudan and the involvement of South Sudan with its own recent history of civil war. Also, Turkey's president cancels another day of election campaigning after falling ill live on TV.
It's the BBC News Hour. You can hear it at 9 o'clock this morning on KPR2.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Hey, join us for All Things Considered this afternoon at 3 o'clock every weekday afternoon. From 3 to 7, we bring you NPR's All Things Considered. You'll find it right here on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the mid-60s, cloudy and 50 degrees now at 6:30.
Intend to take up the bill. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson at 6:31. Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has survived override attempts on several high-profile bills, even as Republicans pushed her to reverse her vetoes on other legislation. Republican leaders failed to override the governor's vetoes on measures to restrict gender-affirming care for children, switch the state to a flat income tax, and change voting rules. The Kansas Senate fell one vote short of overriding a veto on transgender health care restrictions. It would have allowed families to sue doctors for prescribing puberty blockers and hormone treatment and other procedures for minors. The Kansas Senate also failed to override the governor's veto of a flat tax plan. That would have thrown out the state's progressive income tax brackets and charged everyone in the state a flat 5.15% tax rate. Republican lawmakers did succeed in overriding the governor on an anti-abortion provision, the so-called Born Alive Infant Protection Act. It requires doctors to provide life-saving medical care to infants born alive after an attempted abortion. Critics say that situation rarely occurs in Kansas. The bill is designed to promote misinformation about abortion. The Kansas Senate also failed to override Governor Kelly's veto of a bill that would have made changes to mail-in ballots. Republicans wanted to require mail-in ballots to reach election offices before polls close. Democratic State Senator Olitha Faust Godeau said she voted to keep the current system in place.
I think we should do all we can to make sure that everyone's vote counts.
So for now, the current law stands, and that means mail-in ballots will count if they are postmarked before Election Day, and reach the election office no more than 3 days after the election. A federal program allowing uninsured people with some types of cancer to get Medicaid coverage. Thousands of Kansas cancer cases, though, don't qualify for it each year. Supporters of Medicaid expansion say that would help reduce the disparity. One federal program provides access to screenings and Medicaid coverage for uninsured cancer patients, but only for breast and cervical cancer. Megan Word with the American Cancer Society says uninsured people with other types of cancer sometimes don't get diagnosed until their disease has progressed. Republicans have raised concern, though, about the cost of expanding Medicaid. There are about 17,000 cancer cases diagnosed in the state every year. A mostly cloudy day ahead of us on this Thursday, with afternoon highs near 65 degrees. It's cloudy right now, 50 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 6:35. This is Kansas Public Radio.
It's Morning Edition from NPR.
And you are listening to NPR's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in 8 minutes, an interview with the novelist Neil Gaiman is launching his first studio album. He's calling it Signs of Life, and backed up by Australia's 4-play string quartet. We'll hear more about Gaiman's audio adventures. That's coming up at 6:51 this morning. Morning Edition continuing here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the National World War I Museum and Memorial, a Kansas City landmark with programs and exhibitions illustrating the enduring impact of the Great War on people across the globe. More at theworldwar.org.
A new musical setting of some poetry by Alfred Lord Tennyson featuring the San Francisco Symphony and Chorus. One of the pieces we'll enjoy this morning during our classical music program with Cordelia Brown. It gets underway at 9 o'clock from 9 to noon on KPR 1. On KPR 2, we'll bring you the BBC News Hour coming up at 9.
I'm Jesse Thorne. You want some real, insightful conversations about where art comes from? Well, Bullseye has you covered. As long as you don't mind a little bit of ridiculousness.
Y'all was like really judging me though.
They sniffed it out. They sniffed out that I was weird.
I was like, I don't know where I'm gonna sit, just like in the movies.
Listen, learn, laugh. Bullseye for maximum fun and NPR. Saturday morning at 11, right here on KPR.
Good morning.
This is NPR News.
Well, it's 10 minutes before 7, and you are listening to Kansas Public Radio online at kansaspublicradio.org, or just tune in on the radio at 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 Ellsberg Junction City, or a number of other frequencies throughout the state. Check them all out on our website. Once again, that's kansaspublicradio.org. Just after 7 o'clock, a rundown of the latest news headlines from around Kansas. And then we go to Florida, where folks have often said, don't mess with the mouse. You can't win. Well, that assumption's about to be tested in court. Disney is suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The state stripped Disney of its self-governing status after it opposed a law banning discussions of gender identity in the schools. We'll hear more about that from Florida. That's coming up just after 7 o'clock this morning. Kansas Public Radio's campaign for excellence finished up last Friday evening with almost $311,000 pledged by our listeners. And we want to thank all of you very much. Thanks to all of our listener members for everything you do to support KPR. If you didn't mean to make a pledge but didn't for whatever reason, that's no problem. You can still support Kansas Public Radio anytime. You can make your pledge right on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks again for your generous support. A mostly cloudy day ahead with afternoon highs near 65. Cloudy at 50 degrees now. It's 6:51. This is Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Ellsberg, Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ, Chanute, 90.3. Online, we're at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Children's Choir, now holding auditions for choristers and tour choir for singers grades 4 through 12. Information about auditions and all choirs at lawrencechildrenschoir.org.
Mostly cloudy today with afternoon highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy skies and 50 degrees in Lawrence right now. The time is 7 o'clock. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson at 7:04. Kansas Republican lawmakers fell one short vote on a veto override in their attempt to for a flat tax on income in the state. The plan would have set the income tax rate for all Kansans at 5.15%, but the override attempt failed. Democratic State Senator Jeff Pittman voted against the bill. He says it would wreck the budget.
The underlying flat tax being proposed disproportionately favors the most wealthy in our state, while our working class struggles with things like property tax.
The failure of the flat tax bill means no tax relief will be passed in the state this year, despite a $2 billion state government surplus. The state Senate fell two votes short of overriding Kelly's veto of a change to election law. Under current law, mail-in ballots are counted as long as they're postmarked by Election Day and each of the county election offices no later than 3 days after Election Day. Republicans wanted to require that mail-in ballots reach election offices before the polls close on Election Day. And a bill that would have banned hormone treatment, puberty blockers, and sexual surgery for minor children will not become law in Kansas. As Blaise Messer reports, Republican lawmakers failed to override Democratic Governor Kelly's veto of a bill affecting transgender children.
The bill never won full support of Republicans in the legislature. Democrats said it would have prevented trans kids from getting vital care that could have reduced their risk of suicide. Republican State Senator Mike Thompson voted for the override. He says trans kids are too young to make such significant decisions.
The most loving thing you can do is try to protect them, and this is a situation where it's not reversible.
A recent Washington Post and KFF poll found that 78% of the people who transitioned were satisfied with their choice. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Messa in Topeka.
And Kansas lawmakers are not likely to take up marijuana-related legislation as the 2023 session draws to a close. That's upsetting to many Democratic lawmakers who say the state's losing business to neighboring states like Missouri, Colorado, and Oklahoma, where cannabis has been legalized for medical or recreational sale and use. Kansas is one of three states in the country where possession of cannabis remains illegal for any purpose. Republican lawmakers did succeed in overriding Kelly's veto of an anti-abortion bill. That law will require doctors to provide life-saving medical care to infants born alive after an attempted abortion. Democrats say it could interfere with palliative care for dying infants. Representative Susan Ruiz is a Democrat from Shawnee.
I have received so many emails from couples who feel that this bill is denying them the ability to stay with their infant until the infant is no longer alive, because they're going to have to be whisked away to a hospital.
Critics say there's little evidence that such incidents are actually happening in Kansas. Several Democrats joined Republicans in overriding governor's veto of the so-called Born Alive bill. In sports, the Kansas City Royals were shut out yesterday by the Arizona Diamondbacks. The score was 2-0. It's 7 after 7.
This is NPR News.
You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison, and you can find us online, too, anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, coming up next on Morning Edition, MyPillow founder Mike Lindell offered millions of dollars to anyone who could disprove his claims of election fraud. So engineer Bob Zeidman looked closely at Lindell's data, and this is what he found.
A table full of gibberish, as if someone had sat there for hours and just typed random stuff into a word processor.
Zeidman says he completely proved all of Lindell's conspiracy theories, but now he says the pillow guy doesn't want to pay up, so we'll hear more about that. That's coming up next on Morning Edition here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, co-hosting a screening of the film Hello Bookstore for Independent Bookstore Day on April 29th at 7. More at ravenbookstore.com/events.
Menendez, host of BBC NewsHour. Today we'll look at diplomatic efforts to extend the ceasefire in Sudan and the involvement of South Sudan with its own recent history of civil war. Also, Turkey's president cancels another day of election campaigning after falling ill live on TV.
It's the BBC NewsHour, and you can hear that this morning at 9 o'clock on KPR2.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
With us for All Things Considered from NPR. Here every weekday afternoon from 3 to 7. Your host is Laura Larson here at KPR. All Things Considered, every weekday afternoon. A mostly cloudy day ahead of us on this Thursday. Afternoon highs eventually get up into the mid-60s. And then tonight, mostly cloudy, lows back to 45. Tomorrow, cloudy throughout the day, and showers likely Friday afternoon. Afternoon highs near 68 tomorrow. 50 degrees in Lawrence at 7:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. Good morning. It's 7:31. Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has survived several override attempts of high-profile bills that she vetoed. Republican lawmakers failed to override the governor's vetoes on measures to restrict gender-affirming care for children, switch the state to a flat income tax, and change voting rules. The Kansas Senate fell short of overriding a veto on transgender health restrictions. That bill would have allowed families to sue doctors for prescribing puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and other procedures for minors. The Senate also failed to override Kelly's veto of a flat tax plan. That bill would have thrown out the state's three income tax brackets and charged everyone a flat rate of 5.15%. Republican lawmakers did succeed, however, in overriding the governor's veto of an anti-abortion provision. The so-called Born Alive Infant Protection Act requires doctors to provide life-saving medical care to infants born alive after an attempted abortion. The Kansas Senate, though, failed to override Governor Kelly's veto of a bill that would have made changes to mail-in ballots. Republicans wanted to require mail-in ballots to reach election offices before the polls close on Election Day. Democratic State Senator Olitha Faust Goudeau voted to keep the current system in place.
I think we should do all we can to make sure that everyone's vote counts.
So for now, the current law stands, and that means mail-in ballots will count if they're postmarked before the end of Election Day and reach the county election office no more than 3 days after the election. Well, about 17,000 people in Kansas will be diagnosed with cancer this year, and many of those who are uninsured will not be eligible for a federal program to help cancer patients. As Samantha Horton tells us, some are saying that Medicaid expansion could help reduce that disparity.
Doctors in Salina told Stephanie Barr she had breast cancer in 2010. That made her eligible for Medicaid through a federal program called Early Detection Works. It's only for breast and cervical cancer. Barr's mom was later diagnosed with lung cancer and didn't get the same care.
She didn't have the right kind of cancer, and she couldn't get on Medicaid.
Her mom passed away about 6 months later. Barr is asking lawmakers to expand Medicaid so more uninsured people could get covered for cancer screenings and treatment. Expansion proposals have failed in recent years because of concerns about the cost. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Samantha Horton.
It's cloudy right now and 52 degrees. It'll be mostly cloudy throughout the day with afternoon highs eventually reaching about 65. And then clouds linger tonight. Overnight lows drop to 45. This is Kansas Public Radio at 7:35.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Michelle Martin. This next story takes us to Montana, where the Republican-dominated state legislature voted to bar a transgender lawmaker from the floor.
This is NPR News.
This is Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 in Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Several disability groups have filed a lawsuit to overturn California's assisted suicide law. They say it devalues their lives and encourages discrimination against them. More about that just ahead. And then the Marketplace Morning Report in about 8 minutes. Big banks are reporting banner profits for the first quarter of the year, even amid that turmoil in the financial sector recently. Theoretically, an upswing in profits should better position banks to make good on their commitments to greenhouse gas reduction, but that's not happening. We'll find out more about that, and we'll bring you all the morning's business news. It's the Marketplace Morning Report coming up at 7:51 this morning.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Roar and Pour Wine Fest, a fundraiser and wine tasting event featuring food, drinks, and live music April 29th. Tickets at topekazoo.org/roarandpour.
A cloudy day, afternoon highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy tonight, too, with lows in the mid-40s. Right now, it's overcast and 50 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 7:44.
Phone, keys, wallet, but are you forgetting something? Maybe add this to your morning reminder. Phone, keys, wallet, NPR News. Morning Edition is here for you every weekday to keep you up to date on the world around you. Don't forget Morning Edition. Start your weekdays with us.
We're here for you every weekday morning from 5 a.m. until 9. On Kansas Public Radio.
I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Tom Parkinson, and this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're at 91.5 in Lawrence and 90.3 in Chanute and online. Find us at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, coming up on Morning Edition, the Marketplace Morning Report is just ahead. It's 10 minutes before 8. And just after 8 o'clock, the latest news from around the region. Also coming up just after 8 o'clock, House Republicans have just passed a partisan bill that links the debt limit to spending cuts. Cuts that Democrats oppose.
We lifted the debt limit. We've sent it to the Senate. We've done our job. The only body in here that's done theirs.
And President Biden insists the debt ceiling must be lifted with no strings attached. We'll get the latest on that. That's coming up just after 8 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art. Open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And Saturday and Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
KPR's Campaign for Excellence, our spring membership drive, finished up strong last Friday with almost $311,000 pledged by our listeners in support of Kansas Public Radio. We want to thank every one of you who made a pledge during the drive. Your support is what makes KPR's programming possible. All the wonderful music and the news, all made possible by you. If you didn't get around to it for whatever reason, maybe you're out of town, whatever, no problem. You can donate online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. The Marketplace Morning Report is next. It's 7:51.
American Public Media.
We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio. We're celebrating 70 years on the air. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210 CR in Atchison 89.9. And K258 BT in Manhattan 99.5. Online too. KansasPublicRadio.org. A mostly cloudy day ahead, according to the weather forecast from the National Weather Service. We'll see afternoon highs near 65 degrees. Overcast and 50 degrees now. It's 8 o'clock.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. It's 8:04. Kansas Republican lawmakers failed to override Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto of their plan for a flat tax on income in the state. The plan would have set the income tax rate for all Kansans at 5.15%. The override attempt failed by one vote. Democratic State Senator Jeff Pittman voted against the bill, saying it could wreck the state's budget.
The underlying flat tax being proposed disproportionately favors the most wealthy in our state, while our working class struggles with things like property tax.
The failure of the flat tax bill means no tax relief will be passed in Kansas this year, despite a $2 billion state government surplus. A bill that would have banned hormone treatment, puberty blockers, and sexual surgery for minor children will not become law in Kansas after Republican lawmakers failed to override Governor Kelly's veto of a bill affecting transgender children. Blaise Mesa has more on that story.
The bill never won full support of Republicans in the legislature. Democrats said it would have prevented trans kids from getting vital care that could have reduced their risk of suicide. Republican State Senator Mike Thompson voted for the override. He says trans kids are too young to make such significant decisions.
The most loving thing you can do is try to protect them. And this is a situation where it's not reversible.
A recent Washington Post and KFF poll found that 78% of the people who transitioned were satisfied with their choice. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Mesa in Topeka.
The state Senate also fell two votes short of overriding Governor Kelly's veto of a change to election law. Under current law, mail-in ballots are counted as long as they're postmarked by Election Day and reach the county election office no later than 3 days after Election Day. Republicans wanted to require that mail-in ballots reach the election offices before the polls close on Election Day. Republican lawmakers did succeed in overriding a veto by Democratic Governor Kelly to enact an anti-abortion bill. The law will require doctors to provide life-saving medical care to infants born alive after an attempted abortion. Critics say the law could interfere with palliative care for dying infants. Representative Susan Ruiz is a Democrat from Shawnee.
I have received so many emails from couples who feel that this bill is denying them the ability to stay with their infant until their infant is no longer alive, because they're going to have to be whisked away to a hospital.
Critics say there's little evidence that such incidents are actually happening in Kansas, but several Democrats joined Republicans in overriding the governor's veto of the so-called Born Alive Act. Kansas City, Kansas police shot and killed a man last night in the city's Argentine neighborhood. KCK police say a struggle ensued during a traffic stop just before 8:30 last night. They say shots were fired by the officer. An adult male was shot and died at a nearby hospital. One officer suffered minor injuries in the incident. KSHB-TV reports that the homicide detectives from Kansas City, Missouri are now on the scene interviewing witnesses. A mostly cloudy day on this Thursday. Afternoon highs in the mid-60s. Right now it's cloudy and 52 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 7 minutes after 8.
This is NPR News.
This is Kansas Public Radio 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison, and kansaspublicradio.org online. The U.S. economy is showing some signs of stress. More businesses are having trouble getting credit. One Minnesota contractor says he has seen the slowdown firsthand.
Some of the regional banks here in the Twin Cities that do a lot of construction, they're not lending at all right now.
Consumer spending has also slowed down. We'll have a closer look at all that coming up in 15 minutes on Morning Edition here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
A new musical setting of some poetry by Alfred Lord Tennyson featuring the San Francisco Symphony and Chorus. That's part of what we'll hear this morning on our morning classical music program. We'll get things started, though, with a piece for a band named after the old Jayhawk Club, the Albemarle Overture. We'll also hear Handel's Harmonious Blacksmith for harp, and much more. Cordelia Brown has the classics starting at 9 o'clock this morning on KPR 1. On KPR 2, we've got the BBC News Hour on the way for you at 9 o'clock. A cloudy day with afternoon highs near 65, overcast, and 52 degrees in Lawrence now.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the University at Buffalo, working with the National Science Foundation to address a shortage of speech-language pathologists through artificial intelligence. More at buffalo.edu/NPR.
All things considered, from National Public Radio here on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.9 Atchison, and online, of course, kansaspublicradio.org. Well, we've got the latest news from around the state coming up in about a minute and a half. It's cloudy, 52 degrees right now. We're expecting mostly cloudy conditions throughout the day, with afternoon highs near 65 degrees. It's 8:30.
Currently tops $31 trillion. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 94 points. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. It's 8:31. Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly survived override attempts on several high-profile bills. Republican lawmakers failed to override the governor's vetoes on measures to restrict gender-affirming care for children, switch the state to a flat income tax, and change voting rules. The transgender health care restrictions bill would have allowed families to sue doctors for prescribing puberty blockers, hormone treatment, or other procedures for minors. The Senate also failed to override Kelly's veto of a flat tax plan. That bill would have thrown out the state's three income tax brackets and charged everyone a flat 5.15% rate. But Republican lawmakers did succeed in overriding the governor's veto of an anti-abortion provision. The so-called Born Alive Infants Protection Act requires doctors to provide life-saving medical care to infants born alive after an attempted abortion. The Kansas Senate has failed to override Governor Kelly's veto of a bill that would have made changes to mail-in ballots. Republicans wanted to require mail-in ballots to reach election offices before the polls close. Democratic State Senator Letha Faust-Godeau voted to keep the current system in place.
I think we should do all we can to make sure that everyone's vote counts.
So for now, the current law stands, and it means that all mail-in ballots will count if they're postmarked before Election Day and reach the county election office no more than 3 days after the election. Looks like Kansas lawmakers are not likely to take up marijuana-related legislation in 2023 as the session draws to a close. And this is upsetting to many Democratic lawmakers who say the state's losing business to neighboring states like Missouri and Colorado and Oklahoma, where marijuana has been legalized for medical or recreational sale and use. Kansas is one of only three states in the country where possession of cannabis for any purpose remains illegal. The other two states are Nebraska and Idaho. A federal program that allows uninsured people with certain types of cancer to get Medicaid coverage. Thousands of Kansans with cancer don't qualify every year, and supporters of Medicaid expansion say that could help reduce the disparity. The federal program provides access to screenings and Medicaid coverage for uninsured cancer patients, but only for breast and cervical cancer. Some people with undiagnosed cancers don't get diagnosed until the disease has progressed. Republicans have raised concerns about the cost of expanding Medicaid, and about 17,000 cancer cases diagnosed in Kansas every year. Mostly cloudy skies in today's forecast, with afternoon highs near 65. Cloudy skies, 52 degrees now at 8:35.
It's Morning Edition from it. It's no secret that this is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio. It's your place for NPR News. We're at 91.5 in Lawrence and 99.5 in Manhattan and online at kansaspublicradio.org. China says it has detained the prolific book publisher based in Taiwan. His friends say he was detained for publishing politically sensitive books, many of which are banned in mainland China. We'll hear more about that coming up next on Morning Edition here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Merck Co-op. Store gift cards are available in any amount. Available online at themerck.coop.
Classical music on the way right after Morning Edition at 9 o'clock. Cordelia Brown will bring us Handel's Harmonious Blacksmith. Ready for harp this time. And Kansas City's own Opus 76 Quartet will bring us Beethoven's Third Quartet, Opus 18. And much more with Cordelia Brown. Classical music for us from 9 to noon today on KPR 1. On KPR 2, stay tuned for the BBC News Hour coming up at 9. Mostly cloudy today, with afternoon highs near 65. Cloudy and 52 degrees now.
Hey, it's Jesse Thorne, the host of Bullseye. Our show is about culture. And when we get into it, we really get into it.
When I talk to my therapist, it's not like, oh, what are we going to talk about this week? There's all this stuff to find, you know?
Kumail Nanjiani, one of many to have accused me of conducting a non-licensed therapy session. Bullseye, though, a lot cheaper. In-depth every week on Bullseye for Maximum Fun and NPR. Saturday morning at 11, right here on KPR.
Good morning.
This is NPR News.
You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence and 89.7 in Emporia and online, kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in about 9 minutes, we'll hear from Cordelia Brown right after the news with classical music for us. Before that, though, just ahead, we'll hear from novelist Neil Gaiman. He's launching his first studio album, Signs of Life, he calls it, with Australia's Foreplay String Quartet. We'll check out what that might sound like. That's coming up next on Morning Edition here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech, developing a pipeline of qualified workers essential to the retention, recruitment, and sustainability of organizations of all types in Lawrence. Information at peasleytech.org.
It's 10 minutes before 9, and coming up just after the top of the hour, the latest news from NPR, and then classical music with Cordelia Brown. Wonderful music throughout the morning, and at noon, Jeff Watson will be in with even more wonderful music. We'll hear a serenade for flute and guitar by Mario Giuliani in the noon hour. Also, a tone poem of old-fashioned chivalry from Arnold Bax. Classical music throughout the day. From 9 to 3 here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 8:51. This is Kansas Public Radio. We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Online, we're at kansaspublicradio.org or ask your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Children's Choir, now holding auditions for choristers and tour choir for singers grades 4 through 12. Information about auditions and all choirs at lawrencechildrenschoir.org.
It's 9 o'clock, and you are right on time for a morning of wonderful classical music. Cordelia Brown will bring us a musical setting of poetry by Alfred Lord Tennyson, also some poetry by A.E. Housman, including his Loveliest of Trees. This features the San Francisco Symphony and Chorus. We'll start off, though, with a lovely piece for band named after the old Jayhawk Club, the Albemarle Overture. Also handles Harmonious Blacksmith. Kansas City's own Opus 76 Quartet will bring us some Beethoven. They'll play Beethoven's Third Quartet, Opus 18, for us. Classical Music with Cordelia Brown gets underway right after the news from NPR coming up next. Mostly cloudy today with afternoon highs near 65, partly cloudy now, and 58 degrees in Lawrence at 9:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington,